Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back in to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Jerry, I would never forget about you, my friend. Jaden made us go way too long in that last segment, so I blame him 100%.
Well, shoot, that explains it. He messes up all the time, so I got you.
Jerry, my friend, big one tonight, Valentine's Day. So I'll be curious to see how many couples are in the stands going to this one. But Southern Utah, I believe the Bears are actually a one-point favorite in this game. The Bears did beat Southern Utah on the road, which snapped, I think, correct me if it was that an 18-20 game home win streak for Southern Utah. So
yep.
The Bears found a way to get that one done, 91-81. What do you see? What do you see is going to happen tonight?
Oh, I see a great game. I really do. I think it's going to probably be one of those that's going to come down the wire. You know, Southern Utah's lost, I think, three in the conference. They were picked to win the conference by everybody. And I think they're probably surprising the people by not being at the top, but they're still really talented. They have nine seniors on their roster, Brady. They're senior-led. They're experienced. They're the highest-scoring team in the league. Bears are right up there with them scoring, but I just see a tremendous game tonight and hopefully a fourth consecutive win for the Bears.
Yeah, that'd be huge, too, because they need to stay in that top five. I know that's the number one goal. You want to get that first round bye in the Big Sky Conference tournament. And they're sitting pretty good at that fifth spot, sitting at 8-4, Eastern Washington 7-7 in the conference. So a ways to go for anybody to catch them. But I know the Bears are thinking bigger than that. They're trying to see if they can jump up and move past some of these teams. It's getting tight. I mean, Montana's 10-5, Weber State's 11-4. The Bears still have a shot to at least move up, maybe number three, number two. Hey, who knows? Maybe even number one.
Yep. That's not out of the realm of possibility, too. And it got Montana State, I think it's won 12 in a row now overall. So, yeah, it's going to be a fight, no question about it, for the top four spaces, I think, and when you go into that tournament. And the Bears certainly have a great shot at doing that, you know, especially top five. And they're sitting pretty good in that regard right now. But there's still, you know, 3.5 weeks of basketball left, a lot of games put into a short amount of time. So anything can happen, we know that. Bears have not played great at home at times this year, so maybe tonight they can kind of change their luck. And well, if they beat the Southern Utah team, it'd be a really, really big win tonight.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, and yeah, you said it. There's a lot of big games coming up, and you're right. They haven't been great at home. I guess the good thing is you look down the road. They're on the road at Weber State, which is a very, very, very hard place for them to play. Montana and Montana State down the road. So if you want to look at it that way, at least they're on the road in those games. This team's suddenly kind of been known as a road warrior.
It's interesting. Normally you would think, all right, got the advantage at home, but to even think about the idea that you're a better team on the road than you are at home is really going against college basketball gods. So, but that's the way this team has been this year. And they've been good on the road. It just, I think, let up at times at home, Brady, thinking they could, because they're on their home court and they're talented and they're senior-led and all that, they can kind of go through the motions and beat anybody at home. Well, we found that is not to be the case. Weber State beat them, Sacramento State. You know, they just they lost some almost shocking games at home to teams that they're better than. So, I think they learned that lesson. The last couple home games have been terrific. They played really well. Portland State was the exception. But then they came back and played really well against Northern Arizona, and they got the great road win the other night. So it's a team that I think, and I've said this all along this year, said this to Tanner the other day on Friday too, they're as talented as anybody in the league. I don't think there's any question about that. 1 through 6 anyway, they're as talented as anybody in the Big Sky. They're not deep, but maybe you don't have to be to get in that tournament in the right spot and win that tournament.
Talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Last time out, we see this team just absolutely work Sacramento State 79-61, which was nice to see because before that was their first conference loss of the season was to the Hornets. So it was nice to see the Bears get some revenge there. And surprise, surprise, Dalen Kuntz gets close to 30 yet again. He had 27 in that game.
Yeah, he's terrific. I think that's 7 straight games with at least 20 points now, leading the Big Sky in scoring. And Brady, the way he's doing it, I think, is so impressive. You can see the talent, and you can see a 20 per night scorer. But just the way he's doing it, being efficient, I think he's third or fourth in the league in field goal percentage, which for a two guard or a small forward is pretty impressive. He's a great foul shooter. He's an assist guy. He doesn't get into foul trouble. I think he's really matured in this game. So lets the game come to him, I think, more than he did last year. No question about that. Lets the game come to him. But just doing it kind of quietly and efficiently, at the same time helping his team win games.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for. And again, he just seems like he does something a little bit better every single night. I thought Kaur was really good. Kaur Jankoc was really good too, with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Some games he kind of can disappear, especially on the scoring side. But when he produces like that, man, you're going to be able to do some things.
No question about it. And you know, even when he doesn't score, if he can just block a shot or two and get the rebound, there's plenty of other scoring on this team. So there are teammates who can take care of that. But he's a little shy in the low post sometimes. He's a little, not confident in getting that shot off sometimes. And he kicks the ball out at times when he probably should take that high percentage shot in the low post. But he's a terrific player. And I think he maybe had his best game of the year last time. Make a good point. When they played at Sacramento State, he had 14 rebounds and has double-double, which I think was the seventh one this year. But just always in the right spot defensively, and always seemed to get that rebound when the team really needed it, ignited a fast break, and off they went to that easy win at Sacramento State.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can do more of the same tonight. A big one. They really need to get this one, and hopefully the crowd shows out for this one. They get going at Bank of Colorado Arena. Should be a lot of fun, but as you said, man, it's going to be a crazy finish in this Big Sky Conference.
Yeah, it is. It's working up to be that way, isn't it? Which I think is going to be fun. That's what we all hope for. And I think Montana State is, winning, I think, 12 or 13 in a row now. It's vulnerable. They got beat by the Bears in Greeley, so they're certainly vulnerable. So I'm looking forward to that trip coming up where it's Montana and Montana State. They call that the Montana Gauntlet, but I think the Bears are going to be up for that one. I think they're going to be fired up to play a team that is hot like that, slow them down, just like they did with Southern Utah back in January. You know, they went in there, won by 10, and they won wire to wire, never lost, didn't lead in that game, so never trailed in that game. So I think they're looking forward to playing in those big games and see if they can maybe win a regular season championship and certainly a conference championship.
Jerry, I get this question, and you can answer this one easier than I can. People ask me all the time, how good can this Bears team be? How far can they go? And I always just say, hey, listen, it's as easy as this. If they're shooting like they are capable of, they can beat pretty much anybody. If that falters a little bit, they're going to struggle.
Yep, no question about it. And they kind of live and die with that three-pointer. And I think the game at home against Sacramento State, it was such a disappointing loss. I think they were 5 for 25, something like that. And I think what happens to Brady is when they don't shoot well early in the ball game, they get down themselves a little bit. They start playing differently, and they kind of lose that confidence level. So, yeah, I think you're right. This team will go as far as their shooting takes them. I'll keep this one in mind, too. If they make the tournament, they would be a dangerous team. I mean, they outscored Texas by 9 points in the second half in a game in Austin when Texas is ranked number 5 in the country at that point. Played well against Arizona for 3/4 of that game. So yeah, they're certainly a team capable of winning that conference tournament and maybe knocking off somebody once they get in the big dance.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this call tonight from you, my friend. Cannot wait. I've kind of had this one circled because I knew it was a big win against Southern Utah, but my guess is Southern Utah's coming back. They've got revenge on their minds as well. So you're right. I think this is going to be a good one.
Yep. You know, they stopped that home winning streak, like you said. I think it had been 630 some days since they had lost a home game, and the Bears go in there and beat them. So I'm thinking they're thinking revenge, but I think the Bears would be up for that. That's why I think it's going to be a terrific game. Should be a high-scoring game, and we'll see who wins it at the end.
I can't wait. Jerry, ready to rock. What time does everything get rolling for you tonight for the pregame show?
5:30 Mountain Time. Mountain Time. Don't forget that, okay? We're in the Mountain Time zone.
I thought the Super Bowl was going to be at 6:30 last night forever. I was like, where am I? When does this thing start? But what'd you think of the halftime show, Jerry? I know you and I are both big hip-hop guys.
Yeah, right. Well, my kids thought it was great. My son and daughter and son-in-law thought it was terrific, so I thought it was too. I asked about halfway through, are they going to play any contemporary Christian music? And no, Dad, that's not a halftime show. So no, all the reviews are really good. The game itself was terrific, so I had a lot of fun yesterday watching that thing.
Yeah, I don't know if old 50 Cent is playing any Christian music there. Maybe so. Who knows? Jerry, appreciate you as always, man. Love listening to you. We'll be listening tonight on my way home to the pregame show.
Sounds good, Brady. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. 40 minutes after the hour, we've got to take a short break here. I want to finish up this discussion about the Broncos and Matt Stafford. It's fun. You guys are getting into it. We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.